I'm asking myself that too.
All right. Well, let me introduce you to Caleb Murphy. Director of worship at Reach Church. Okay. His father and I grew up together going to youth group. And now he's a pastor, and we knew him. My son grew up together. So he's I've seen him make choices that showed he's following God and man of God. So he is talking on creating a culture of excellence in the worship team. So give your attention to Caleb Murphy.
Thank you for coming out to my session. I was asked, am I old enough to be here? That is a very good question. That is a very good question. I asked myself that. We'll get into this. A little bit about me. Just real quick, this is me and my wife, Emma. She's also back there. I don't know. I hope so. Yeah, we are newlyweds. We've been married for about 7 months now. So in the grand scheme of things, we are babies. Speaking of babies, we have none yet. And we're hoping to keep it that way. So. So I'd like to focus on this concept of excellence for this session, and truly excellence as it pertains to our worship teams. So I guess I'll just ask this. Who here leads a worship team in our church? Or who here is a worship leader in our church? Leads songs. Okay. Who here is none of those?
I'm on the team.
You're on the team. Okay.
Oh, we're on the team.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. We're the team.
And I'd like to preface two things before I go into these things. These things that I will discuss are not absolutes. They're not ultimatums. Rather, they're things that I have seen work for me personally, things I have seen work for the teams that I've been on. And for those in watching leaders who have been above me. And two, another preface, I have not perfected any of these things. I am still growing in this new position that I've been in for the past year now. And it's been a huge blessing to learn what it means to be a leader and a friend to those who are on your team. And there's a word that I think is important to recognize in looking at this concept of excellence, and that is the word perfection. We'll do that. I got my notes here, because if I don't have notes, I'll completely lose my train of thought. I don't know about you guys, but there have been many times where I've caught myself using the word perfection. I thought, man, I need to practice this guitar part. I need it to go perfectly on Sunday. Or I've prayed, Lord, would this service go perfectly and smoothly as we've rehearsed, right? Have we ever said that to ourselves? However, this is a little too unrealistic, don't you guys think? There's a difference between excellence and perfection. I like this quote from Vince Lombardi, "Perfection is not attainable, but if we chase perfection, we can catch excellence." All right, why else do we use the term excellence? Well, it gives us healthy expectations as a team. I've noticed in the teams that I've been on that everyone learns at their own pace, including myself. For example, if you give your team 1 week to learn the set list, one person may need 2 days to learn the songs, or 1 day, while another person may need the entire week. At our school, I didn't mention this, but we just recently graduated from college. So we went to the University of Valley Forge in Pennsylvania. But anyways, we had someone at our school who literally could listen to this song and then 5 minutes later play the drums exactly to how it went. Just after one time. So everybody learns at their own pace. And this gives us healthy expectations as a team. Colossians 3:23-24, I love this. It says, "Whatever you do, work heartedly as for the Lord and not for men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance as a reward. You are serving the Lord Christ. Everything that we are doing on this platform, we're doing it for the sake of the kingdom and for the furtherance of the kingdom. Amen.
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 All right. We're going to go into this. I just want to discuss a few areas that I've noticed in my experience where different areas on the worship team, within the worship team, that we can see excellence grown and practiced. First one being... Yeah. That's cool. First one being, as a team that is working together week after week, how can we see excellence achieved and grown? Well, firstly, clear communication, right? One thing that I've noticed is that when a leader of a team that I am on communicates all the details of something, it helps a lot. Everybody's able to be on the same page and working to the best of their ability. Clear communication. Communicate everything. Also, don't hesitate to provide to your team precise details. Sometimes it's easy to misread, say, an email or a text, which can cause confusion in the long run. So when I send out general emails in the context of my team, or emails with specific dates and times, what I like to do is just simply like bold the date, bold the time. It helps it stand out, and it helps it to not be missed, and that helps for future situations. What else can we do? We can foster a culture of feedback in our team. We can start that through being humble as leaders and as worshipers. I'm sure we've all heard the phrase somewhere that good leaders are leaders that are willing to learn and take feedback, right? Whether that's good or bad. Good or bad feedback. Well, it's certainly true. If our goal as a team together is to see excellence achieved, then it's vital as leaders and worship leaders for us to be willing to learn. This is a team effort anyways. We can encourage ideas. I'll go back to that. Encourage ideas. Encourage your team to give feedback and ideas for what we could do. And that comes directly from that aspect of humility as a leader, taking feedback and not, you know, being the end-all, say-all, right? So what else can we do? We could establish clear expectations as a team. For example, when do rehearsals start, right? Does it start at 7? Do we have to be ready to go at 7? Do musicians need to come early to set up? Do we need to be at rehearsal to serve on Sunday? Mm. Right? That's been a hard one for me, I can say. And I'm curious what you guys think. I think maybe you might have to let these rules bend here and there. For example, at Reach, for a while now, we have been low on bassist, right? Bass guitarist. We have maybe 2 guitarists, and some weeks we've had no bass. So am I gonna say, no, you can't come and serve just because you can't make Thursday, or am I gonna be okay with what we have and say, you know, if you can't make Thursday, that's okay. I can totally use you on Sunday though. So these rules might have to be bent. Also, I know this team agreements can be helpful as well. When you have these all-team meetings, these team get-togethers, or whenever you have someone join the team, having something that will let them know this is what is expected of you. You need to be at rehearsal at 7. Something written out. Yeah.
Contract?
Yeah. Contract, team agreement. It's the same thing, but it's important. And also, I think it gives a bit of professionality to the team, right? All right. 2, as musicians, how can we see excellence grown and achieved. And this is vocally and instrumentally, right?
Could you speak up a little bit? You're really hard to hear back here.
I'll try.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is what I put. Practice, practice, then practice some more.
Could you say that again, please? No, I'm joking. Sorry.
I've been told I speak really softly, so it's okay. I need to get better at that. We can never be too prepared for anything that we do.
The wife issue, that's the main thing.
Yeah. Practicing for however we serve is a must. Whether it's a vocal part, a drum part, or even running pro presenter in the back, we must practice and sharpen our skills. Being prepared is a must. And if you guys can't see, just let me know. I can try and scooch over. Being prepared is a must. And what does it do? It allows us to focus our attention on other things. Right? Whether as a vocalist or an instrumentalist. For me, one thing I've struggled with most in my worship time throughout my life is memorizing lyrics. Man, I'm just not good at it. Like a guitar, you know, one of the chords, I can get it like that. But these lyrics, they get me down. And I can think of times when I was leading a song a certain week and I didn't make time to rehearse. I didn't make time to memorize these lyrics. Only to show up to service looking like a complete beat pro. However, when I have led a song on a Sunday and I'm prepared and I know my parts and I know the lyrics, I can then begin to focus on what's around me rather than myself.
Yeah.
Right? I can begin to ask God in my heart, what do you want for this service? Maybe giving exhortation, praying out loud, maybe allowing for a teaching moment. Like, why are we lifting our hands right now? Well, let me tell you. And these are things I'm still working on as a worship leader. Speaking to myself. All right. Now, what can we do as leaders on the team? Well, we can give learning opportunities to our team members. Provide resources and opportunities for your team members to develop their skills and knowledge continually. Offer training, could be workshops, and other learning experiences that will help them. And this is for ourselves too as leaders. We should be continually bettering ourselves. To one example, on our team at Reach, me and my team, simply, we use resources that we can just upload to our planning center services. And if you guys don't use planning center for scheduling, I would highly recommend
what is it called?
Planning center.
Planning center.
Yeah. So we as a church, we pay for a multi-tracks account in which where all of our musicians and vocalists can listen to isolated recordings of their own individual parts. Right, and this is insanely helpful to us. Being able to hear our parts isolated has a huge benefit in our learning. And also, there are plenty of free online resources out there. I mean, if you guys browse on YouTube, the amount of free information that is on there is unreal. YouTube is literally where I learned to play guitar. So, can't get better than that. All right. We can lead by example. This is so crucial in really any instance. We should, as leaders, be leading by example. If we have a set vision or even mission statement as a team, as leaders, we should continually be checking ourselves that we are on track. I want to give you guys a practical example for what we're doing, something that we're experiencing at Reach. Recently, we've been blessed financially to be able to acquire some new tech. We recently, probably two, three months ago, we just got in-ear packs for the vocalists.
Yay.
And that's huge for us. It's been a huge help. But within that, there are many roads that we can go down. So the example I'm gonna use is having like a talk back night or an MD night. That's something I would love to see. That's something I would love to see implemented. But in order for that to happen, as a leader, I need to lead by example. So what I've been doing, weeks that I'm not in front line, leading worship, I'm in the back. I'm playing electric guitar and just behind the MD mic. And at first, we're not used to it. We weren't used to it. But now we're getting comfortable. I mean, this week, Sebastian's leading, and I'm just playing guitar, and I'm leading by example. I'm, because I want those on my team to be able to do the same things. I want months from now someone to be able to direct the band, but I need to do that myself to show them what it looks like and what it sounds like, right? This is just an example. And again, I restate, it's vital that we as leaders and our worship team lead by example. Titus 2:7, love this. Show yourself in all respects to be a model of good works, and in your teaching show integrity and dignity. All right, I gotta move quicker. Excellence in our spiritual lives as teams. How can we see that happen? Where we can give our teams opportunities of growth, where we can grow spiritually. One of the ways we can do that is just worshiping together. Aside from designated rehearsal times, we can worship together. Where do I go to? 12:40?
40.
Okay. So I mentioned we graduated from Valley Forge. I had the pleasure of being able to, for 2 years, serve with the travel team. And that was a huge blessing, probably some of the most memorable moments I'll ever forget. But long story short, as a team, we would go out in the summer. We would go to different youth camps, and week after week, we would be at. The spring semester before, we would, throughout the semester, twice a week at night, be practicing our master set list that we would have, that we created. And we would probably do like 4 or 5 songs each time. And twice a week, we would have rehearsal probably from like 9 p.m. to midnight, because some of us had night classes, but also keep in mind, some of us had morning classes the next day, so we weren't really getting that much sleep. But even then, staying till 11:30 or midnight, as a team, we just so desired and so hungered just to keep worshiping together. And we would literally spend like an hour after our rehearsal was done and just flow in the spirit. We literally called our team that first year flow, because we loved to flow in the spirit and we practiced it so much. Not only did this allow us to get comfortable playing with each other on a deeper level, but it connected us together spiritually in a beautiful way. What else can we do? We can pray together as a team. I truly believe that something happens when we just seek the Lord together in prayer. Don't we want him and his spirit to move through us? We have to ask him together, right? Do devotions, testimonies. This is something I'm praying for and hoping for in the future on our team. It's hard to get time to do that. Some of us have some work late, and if we start at 7, it's hard to get there early, even if it's 30 minutes before. It's hard to do that, but I'm praying for it. What can we do? We could pray for our team. As leaders, we should constantly be praying for those on our teams, especially if there have been prayer requests made known. Our team at Reach, every time we pray, whenever it is, I always ask, are there any prayer requests? Is there anything we could pray for? I also say sometimes, is there anything we could praise for, right? Because we got to give God all the praise for what he's doing. Sometimes there will be many requests. Sometimes everyone will just be staring at you. They're like, what are we doing? And that's okay. If we make our request made known to each other as a team, we can then intercede for each other. All right. Fourthly, how can we see excellence grown as worship leaders and those leading other worship leaders in growth? I put this, we all are, and I don't know if Lou is in here, but there's not. Lou, in the previous session, kind of just pointed out really that we're seen as people on the team, and we have to act in good conduct, right? One of our professors at school, who was really in charge of everything worship ministry at the time, he would say this to us, joining the team. Your ministry within the worship team takes place 20% on stage and 80% off stage.
Yes.
I'll say it again. Your ministry within the worship team takes place 20% on stage and 80% off stage. Now, you may think that is a little dramatic. We certainly did at the time. But what it did for us as members joining this worship team was it kept us accountable. It's kind of like that verse where Paul says, if you speak in tongues, but you don't have love, what does he say? You're like a noisy gong? What does that even mean? Like, if we're on stage week after week, but we are off stage rude, unkind, maybe we shouldn't be on that stage.
Say that.
Right? So we all are worship leaders in our own right. Everybody on that stage is making an impact, not just the worship leader reading a scripture on a Sunday morning. We're all making an impact. All right. If you guys are writing stuff down, excellence as a worship leader starts with us on our knees. Someone growing up, a good friend when I was younger, who inspired me a lot as a worship leader and what it meant even just to be a man. We were hanging out one day, and he was just giving me wisdom. He was giving me that good wisdom because he's just good at that. Every time you would go into a conversation with him, you would just come out feeling like a different person. He was that kind of guy. He was explaining to me in his experience what it meant to be a worship leader and what it meant to be on the worship team. And he said this. He said, you can't take people to a place you've never been. Right? Now, it may sound cheesy a little bit, but it stuck with me ever since he told me that. Now, for me, if there is one place where I have truly experienced the peace of God, the presence of God, for me, it's been with a guitar in my hand, alone in a room, worshiping. Now, this may look different for anybody. Everybody, you could be in the car, you could be reading your word somewhere, whatever. But whatever that may look like, we need to go after it ourselves. We need to go after it so that we could come into our weeks, come into our rehearsals and practices refreshed and renewed so we can give it our all for the Lord. And real quick, so as leaders who might be raising up other worship leaders on our team, what could we do? Well, we could empower our worship leaders to take action. We should, as leaders, always have an encouraging heart, trying to raise up and lift up those who are with us. And just an example, my brother Sebastian right here, he's an excellent worshiper, amazing. Keyboard and guitar. He started off leading songs, and now recently he's been leading rehearsals, leading the set. Because for us, we have scheduled a worship leader who is in charge of leading, if we're not leading, but listening to where the Spirit wants us to go. And at the time, I could see that the Lord was using Sebastian mightily. And from my standpoint as a leader, I have the blessing to encourage him and give him opportunity to take charge. Support your worship leaders in taking the initiative and making decisions that align with your team goals and values. Lastly, it's imperative that we recognize our strengths and our weaknesses as a team. When looking at our strengths, what could we do for that? Well, we could celebrate our wins as a team. One way that you could do this is by maybe having team get-togethers, all team meetings. Talk about the wins. Talk about what's going good. This past rehearsal that we had on Thursday, it went great. I thought it sounded amazing, and it's okay to say those things. Some, you may think that it might be prideful to say, oh yeah, we're doing amazing. But it's not prideful, I don't think it is at least.
I agree.
I think you guys, we did amazing. You guys are amazing. Good job, right? Celebrate the wins. How can we look at our weaknesses? One way we can do this is just by being honest and open-ended in our conversations as a team. I remember when touring with my team at school, I can think of this one time where we were tired. Some of us were doing night security and the youth camp, and we were not getting sleep. And there was one night where we were just out of it. We were not together. We were getting frustrated with each other. And we weren't listening to each other. But what did we do? We, at the end of the night, we just got together. Our team leader got us together, and he was like, let's talk about this. Let's talk about what happened and what can we do better. Sometimes I've noticed that just talking about things will help, right?
All right.
Got a few minutes. I wanted to just have some discussion, maybe learn from you guys, maybe any questions, things you guys want to talk about this.
Yeah, what about the worship team taking maybe a little retreat together?
Retreat?
Yeah, out of the church atmosphere, like go someplace.
I'm all for that.
Yeah.
I know, like, with something like that, it's hard to schedule that. You know, like I mentioned, it's hard sometimes to just schedule meetings together. You know, everybody's working. Can you come on a Saturday? Can you come on a Thursday before rehearsal, and then you're coming early? I would be all for that, you know? If you can get everybody together, I mean, that's a huge blessing in the midst of their schedules.
So my church, our church, we work with a lot of volunteers on our worship team.
Yeah.
What's your advice on, like, where's the line of expectations? Because our church has tracks, multi-tracks.
Yeah.
Planning center, all of that.
Expectations.
So what's your advice on how much to expect from our volunteers in terms of productivity, in terms of standard?
Do you have anybody that's not volunteer that on your team? Like, how many people do you have paid?
The whole
people?
Team is basically volunteer.
Yeah. I mean, that's what we are. Most of our team is volunteer. I don't think there's anything wrong in setting those expectations when you have those team meetings, those team agreements or contracts. This is what is expected of you. And one thing I was thinking about with excellence is, like, those people that you see who can learn a song in 2 days rather than those people who can learn a song in a week, you can give grace accordingly to those people. If you see that the drummer who can learn a song in 5 minutes doesn't know the song, you should probably say, hey, what's going on here? But if you have someone who needs a week to learn the song, and you can see that he's practicing, you know, I don't know. I'm going all over the place, but
here's an example for you.
Yeah.
Because I have experience with that, and something God said to me was this. Even though you volunteer and you're not paid, you would still volunteer with all of your heart because it's for God.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't want a volunteer fireman not to know his trade, not to know what he's doing, because he'd show up to your house and your house would burn down. So you want your team, volunteer or not, to do what's expected of them so that your house doesn't burn down.
Yeah.
Unless it's Holy Spirit fire, but.
Yeah. I don't think expectations change between paid and not and volunteer. Expectations should be the same. Because you're on a team, you want to do it together. if someone comes unprepared, it's noticeable, right? It has a big impact, so.
Yeah, no, I was just speaking to that. I mean, I know you said you haven't been the director for a long time, but have you come across the issue where people are not prepared?
Yeah.
And you send it out in a week?
In myself. I've come unprepared, and it's so embarrassing. It's so embarrassing, but.
I have to continue the question.
Okay.
Respect everybody's time.
Thank you.
Lunchtime.
Thank you, everybody.